The urban development of Sombor began with its acquisition of the rights of a free royal city by the Liberation Charter from 1749. Sombor joined the ranks of the free royal cities after a two-year struggle between representatives of the Sombor serfs in Bunyevci, led by Martin Parčetić at the Viennese court, where they tried to prevent the conversion of free border guards into chamber subjects. The people of Sombor invoked their war merits for the Austrian crown, and when it was certain that the empress would grant them the privilege, they paid 150,000 gold Rhine forints to the royal treasury in 1748. The amount paid was so large and the money was borrowed, so the people of Sombor had to repay the debt for the next 56 years until 1806. Empress Maria Theresa signed the Charter of the Free Royal City of Sombor on February 17, 1749, which gave Sombor noble status and the right to two representatives in the Hungarian Parliament in Pozsony, today's Bratislava. With this charter, Sombor received many important rights, primarily the right to use its coat of arms, which is still officially used today as the symbol of the city of Sombor. The Sombor Charter is the only one preserved in the former Hungarian part of the Habsburg monarchy, which testifies to its value for all citizens. With its 32 pages of privileged rights, it has formed the basis of peaceful coexistence for many generations of Sombor citizens. The charter was officially brought from Vienna in a metal crate, which is kept in the City Museum of Sombor, and proclaimed on April 24, 1749. On that day, the first Sombor magistrate was elected, headed by Major Martin Parčević. Since then, the people of Sombor have decided on the development of their city, opening schools and shops, street layouts, and everything that comprises city living. The most important achievement since 1749 was the multi-ethnic and multicultural structure of the people of Sombor, where all religions and nations were equal, as granted by the Liberation Charter. The alternative was the agreement between the inhabitants of different nations in Sombor on the organization of the magistrate from 1748. According to this agreement, every year they would elect a new mayor, a president of the Senate, and a city captain from the ranks of another nation. It was respected until the abolition of the Free Royal City in 1927 and was violated only during the First World War. Thus, the alternative and the charter laid the foundations for common life of 27 different nations who have lived in Sombor since the 18th century until the present day.